It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Yeah, now, over that river and through them woods, to FM talk we go. Jolene took us off the air, and that ain't fair. So now we bring it back to show. Y'all. That's right.
Excuse me. Nobody told me we were going to do it this way.
That's because we're not supposed to do it this way.
Now look, come on now.
Earl, you're not supposed to be in this at all.
This is all Jim Weaver's fault.
Now wait just one doggone minute.
Well, it is your fault.
You were, me?
Yes, you.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
You were in control of all
this. That's not fair, man. But I couldn't do that. How come you can do that, huh?
Just calm down. All right, calm down.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard you tell somebody to calm down. What should that tell you?
I think we've determined it's all Jim's fault.
Hello, feeling a little bit railroaded here.
Railroaded?
Get what?
Jim's being railroaded.
Oh, you're always the victim, aren't
me?
You?
Me?
Is that like a Texas thing?
Big ego on that one.
Let's just get through the holidays and we don't have to do another show for another 2 years.
Okay, later, dude.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury players on the way.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New
Year. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. As always, by my side, or on the other side of the glass.
Where I should be.
Depending on his mood. The lovely Mr. Jim Weaver.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be
How
here.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. And you?
I would say long time no see, but I see you all the time.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it's been a while since we've done the show.
It doesn't seem like 2 years, does it?
No. No, it really doesn't. Just like yesterday. Just like riding a bike.
Sounds like we're just coming back from a commercial break, doesn't it?
Well, yeah,
that's how
true.
It feels.
It was a long break, but yeah, that's what it feels like.
Hey, look, I've got friends I have not talked to on the phone in a really long time. Everybody's got that friend, maybe even a group of friends. You can pick up the phone and it's like, bam, you're right back in that conversation. You're right back there. You can pick up and just go with it. So that's what we're doing here. And hey, we're not even going to talk about that intro.
I don't think we should. Probably.
The show introduction?
No, I don't think that.
See, we annoy each other all the time. We don't want to expose other people to our stress and irritations because the aim of this show was always to give people a break from their stress and their irritations and their annoyances and all of those things. So this is still an hour within which folks can be completely silly and joyous, okay? Do you agree, Jim? Do you have your monitor on in there at all? Can you hear me? Jim!
Yes, what?
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay, so since we haven't done the show in a while,
mm-hmm.
You are in charge of...
Midget wrestling?
No.
No.
Phone screening? Yes. Right.
Right.
None of that has changed.
No.
And you still have you go in your desk drawer.
Oh, gosh, do I?
It should be. Right. It should be underneath the empty Cheeto bags. Uh-huh. Just follow the orange dust trail.
Okay, got it.
Right. You have a list there.
Uh huh.
Of the phone calls you don't put through to me.
Oh, so there's your mother on
you,
there.
Nope, nope. There's you don't need to read the list.
Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
Just the fact that you have it is important. Okay.
I have a list. I'm good.
So we'll go from there. Oh, I see we do have some new buttons.
Don't
here.
Be pushing the new button.
No, I'm not pushing them. Looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
They have pretty lights. Pretty lights on them.
The lights are pretty.
No, I wanted to push this. This button. This button goes into the elf room. Am I correct?
Yeah, I wouldn't push that one.
Okay. That's where they are checking out the new Santa monitors, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I know we've got a lot of new stuff.
Bunch of new
I
stuff.
I like the new stuff.
It's all kinds of new stuff. Don't mess it up.
Not going to mess them up. Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village. All the elves in Robert Moore Christmas Town are here in the secret Christmas Town studio. They are working together with our two local sheriff's departments, Sheriff Hosmack in Baldwin County and Sheriff Sam Cochran in Mobile County. The elves are working together with them. The elves are busy bringing the sheriffs up to date on all the latest Santa technology. We have NORAD. We rely upon them for accurate Santa reports. We've enjoyed those for many years. But there's some new technology that perhaps even our law enforcement would be interested to learn about. So we're going to be on the air every weekend through the end of December, right here on FM Talk 106.5. So if you're in the Mobile, Alabama listening area, if you fall somewhere within those 50,000 watts, you can hear us. You can listen to us on the live stream on their website. And in addition to also, you can catch our podcast on the FM Talk website, which of course is fmtalk1065.com. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's my great Uncle Bertrand. He is 94. And he really didn't understand why the show went off the air. He was not very happy with my decision about that. But the good part is, I don't think he remembers. Jim, put him through. Grunkle Bertrand. Grunkle B. That's so gross.
Jolene!
I'm here.
It's your Grunkle Bertrand!
I know. How are you?
Jolene!
Grunkle B, I'm here. He'll stop. Something that he has to do. It's kind of like a Klingon yell.
It's your Grunkle okay. Bertrand!
Yes, sir.
Where have you been?
I've been right here. I didn't
do
anything.
I kept turning the radio on and you weren't there.
I know.
Did all of you finally get arrested?
Arrested? No. I mean, Earl T. may have had a little incident last year, but that was a misunderstanding. Why would you think that?
Well, I don't know. I thought everybody in showbiz got arrested at some point.
No. We don't do anything to get arrested for.
Don't get sassy with me, little missy.
I'm not. I say that respectfully. We didn't do anything to get arrested.
My driver took me by your studio, and the lights were always on. So I guess you were working.
We were. Well, most of us.
So what were you working on?
Well, Grunkle B, we do production work, and that means commercials and voiceovers, all kinds of stuff.
But your show wasn't on the air.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. We have clients, people we're responsible to, so had to make a choice. Couldn't do everything. Happens all the time.
Okay, so you work on other things, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, we're just here for holidays, doing a holiday thing. So what's going on with you? You have plans for the holidays?
Your mother tells me that Thanksgiving dinner is at your place this year.
Nope.
Oh, yes.
No, it's not. Trust me. It's not at my house. We are not having dinner at my house.
Yes, we are. Yes,
we are. We're not having dinner at my house, Grunkle B.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
We must have it at your place this year.
Why?
I'm inviting all my new friends over, and there's not enough room at my place.
What friends?
What's that?
What friends are you bringing?
What's that?
What friends are you bringing?
The friends I met at the Alabama game a couple of weeks ago.
I remember. Yep.
Right.
Yep, you went to that.
We want to try out that new outdoor kitchen and lounging area you put in.
Oh, you heard about that. Well, I guess we could do something out there.
If it's not too cold,
It might be.
Is there a bathroom out there, too?
Yeah. Yes.
You know how I get in cold weather, Jolene? I have to pee.
That's enough of the pee talk. Don't do that.
I have to pee all the time.
We don't do that. Stop.
All the time pee.
Stop with the pee talk on the show. Please.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
Stop, stop. All of it. Anything related to that function. Don't talk about
it. And what about the height?
Height?
The height of the commode, Jolene.
Well, it's just normal, standard toilet.
The height of the commode is very important.
Okay.
For the health and comfort of people my age.
Okay, well, I'll go check it out.
The commode needs to be a good 30 inches off the ground.
30?
If not higher.
30 inches?
Never, ever scrimp on a commode.
Scrimp?
Never, ever buy an inexpensive small commode. If you're going to splurge on the commode.
I believe you have splurged on my commode before.
Have you seen your Aunt Gertrude lately?
I have. She's moving a little slower these days.
The woman has a tough time in the bathroom, Jolene.
Hey, we need to take a break. Okay, me. It's just me. I need to take a break. We are so happy to have you along with us for the holidays. We will be here through the end of December. So we're going to have a lot of fun between now and then. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Marty, the RV expert, looking for a particular no-hassle pricing bargain. A little birdie told me about this one, and...
Over here!
And there it is, a 2020 Coachman Chaparral Light 30-foot fifth wheel. MSRP puts it at $52,575, but no-hassle pricing drops that by a whopping $12,676 to only $39,900. Wowee! Follow your little birdie to Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
We take you now to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Ho, ho, ho. Hey, Santa, I do believe Robert Moore has more ornaments, decorations, and stuff to make home spectacular than you do.
Oh, speaking of spectacular, you need to take home some of Robert Moore's coffee.
Nothing like a hot cup of Joe to make your shopping more fun, yeah. Isn't that right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, indeedy-do. Anything you can imagine for the holidays is all there in one place.
Going to Robert Moore is a treat for the whole family. Yes, and reindeer.
You reindeer, get out of this house. Shoo, fly.
Vixen, watch out for the hanging lights. Ooh.
Oh, goody. This is a good excuse to go back to Robert Moore, as if I'd need one.
They're on Halls Mill Road in Mobile, which is a lot closer than the North Pole.
If you're smart, you'll go to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
After all, wise men say, go get more at Robert Moore. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and no, you don't need to adjust your dial. Thanks to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village, we are broadcasting live, kind of, from Santa's secret studios. It's a bunker. Yeah, a special bunker underneath Robert Moore Christmas Town. You'll have to ask Larry Heard about that. Where's the bunker? You know, I don't know what they keep down here other than this nice studio they have carved out for us. We do see some steel doors, but we're not going there. Literally, that's where that phrase started. We're not going there, quite literally, okay? But we are so glad to have you along. We will be here through the end of December, doing kind of a special holiday thing. You can catch the show Sundays at 5 p.m. right here on FM Talk 106.5, but you can also catch it Sunday morning at 7 if you want to get up early, have some coffee, sit by yourself, and enjoy the show. Then you can also listen to us at 10 p.m. Sunday. And I believe that on Saturday nights at 11 p.m., and I'm not sure if it's the previous week's show or the upcoming show that you'll hear. You'll hear something. If you're up, turn on FM Talk 106.5, and there we shall be in some form or another. Unless there's a late football game for some reason. Take a chance. Before we went to break, I was talking with my great uncle Bertrand. He's 94 years old. He is hanging on. I mean, he's holding on the other line. And we're going to get back to him. I'm hoping he's going to forget that he was talking about toilets. Okay? Simple as that. We'll see. Jim, is somebody at the door? I didn't know anybody knew how to get to the Robert Moore Christmastown studios. Oh, it's Larry Heard. Robert Moore Christmastown. Of course he knows where it is.
Hi, Jolene. It's Larry from Robert Moore and Company.
Well, hey, Larry. Come in. Come in. You know, it's been really heartwarming, the response we've received since we announced we were going to bring the show back for the holidays.
Well, you know, we're really tight with Santa.
I know you are. He was very convincing in getting us to put the show back on the air for the holidays.
Jolene, your show was the merriest time on radio. We really missed you.
Oh, we missed you too. I appreciate you saying that. So tell me how all this came about. You actually sought out Santa's help to bring the show back? Have you been working on this for a while? Did you call him? Did he call you? How did this go down?
He called a few months ago, and he said he really missed hearing your show on the weekends.
Aw.
That's when the elves do their best work, and your show always kept them in good spirits. After the show went away, he noticed production got a little slower, so he asked me if we could pull together and try to do something about it.
That's exactly what Sheriff Cochran and Sheriff Mack said. Are you telling me that Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Cochran and Santa are responsible for pulling together and bringing the show back?
Yeah, we're kind of like the super friends.
Sheriff Cochran, you are right.
Do you hear something on the roof?
Larry, look out!
Sheriff Huey Hoss Mack reporting for duty, Santa.
Sheriff Mack and I are here to make sure everything runs smoothly.
You are kind of like the super friends.
The super friends!
Sorry. Here, I'll turn off the TV.
Looks like Sheriff Mack is already going through the costume trunk.
Do I get to choose the superhero that I want to be?
You sure can. Just make sure the costume fits. Earl kind of stretched a few of those out.
Not me. My girlfriend, Big Bertha.
I think I can handle this. I've always wanted to go to Christmastown Studios.
Well, that's where we're going to be broadcasting from.
Where is Christmastown Studio? Where is it?
It's a secret location.
Yeah, Larry said it's something like Santa's Panic Room or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie. It was great.
Jolene, does this make me an honorary Roxbury player?
Yes, sir, Sheriff Cochran.
Follow me to Robert Moore Christmastown. Ho, ho, ho. This is Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and you're listening to a series of holiday episodes of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
You're only back on the air for the holidays, right?
That's right, Sheriff Mack.
That means y'all are all gone after New Year's, right?
Don't worry, Earl T. is not moving back to Baldwin County.
Wait a minute, how come I can't move back, huh?
Restraining order, hello?
Oh, yeah.
He's in compliance, don't worry.
I'm in compliance, but not in Baldwin County.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Ho, ho, ho!
Sounds great.
To Christmastown we go.
Earl T., you're going to have to throw this stuff out.
Bummer.
I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you are listening to some holiday special show things. Yeah, we put together just for the holidays. We will be here through the end of December with you. Thank you for having us. A little while ago, we were talking with my great Uncle Bertrand. He is 94. He's already talked me into having Thanksgiving dinner at my house, and he was in the middle of telling me how uncomfortable the bathrooms at my house are. Scrunkle B, look, I'm sorry to have left you on hold like that, and I promise I will do something about the bathrooms, at least one of them.
You'll learn one day about tough times in the bathroom.
I know.
Always splurge on the commode.
I'm very sensitive to the difficulties.
It's just very uncomfortable at your house, Jolene. Very uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, maybe I can...
Your sisters put in TBTs at their house.
TBTs?
So why can't you?
What's a TBT?
TBTs.
I've never...
Tall boy toilets.
Okay.
You need at least one tall boy toilet at your place, Jolene.
Okay, I'll go measure the one outside.
When you get older, you'll understand the height of the commode is crucial.
I know it's crucial. I'm going to do what
I can. And the last time we were at your house, she got stuck in the mattress.
I remember it was terrible. She got stuck in our memory foam mattress. It was
the what?
The memory foam mattress.
The what?
The memory foam.
The what?
Memory. Memory.
What about my memory?
Oh, the mattress. A memory foam mattress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the memory foam.
The foam. Right. She got stuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
The memory foam.
Yep.
I thought I'd never get her out of there.
It's pretty bad.
It was like being stuck inside a giant peep.
It was. Stop it. It was a giant, like a big...
A peep.
Yeah, I know.
Those disgusting marshmallow peeps. Jolene, don't you know anything?
Yeah, I know what a marshmallow peep is.
Never cut corners with Easter candy. You should splurge on Easter candy, Jolene.
The Easter candy and the toilet. Okay. I did buy some Easter peeps. I did.
So, okay. We'll be needing a proper mattress this time.
I'll get one. I'll do it.
Y'all get the Hallmark Channel there?
We do. We do.
And Lifetime Channel?
We do. You'll be completely comfortable.
We've got to be able to keep up with all our favorite Christmas programs.
You will be comfortable and entertained.
Last year, Your TV was out, and that was miserable.
I know it. I apologize for that.
Having to sit around and talk with all those weirdos and freaks you had over at your house just about put me over the edge.
I had a church function over here. Grunkle B, that's offensive. Those were nice people. Those were nice
this
people.
This year, I want a full report of who's coming over before I make my plans.
Really? Huh.
Yes, okay. I will want to see the guest list.
Why?
Because I'm 94, and I want to see the guest list.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, I love you, and I'm going to fix everything. You just make me a list of the things you would like adjusted for your visit, and we'll have dinner over here. Oh, and I will fix everything. The toilet, the mattress, whatever else you need. The television, I'll get you your own TV. Everything will be great.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Grunkle loves you.
I love you too. Oh, my.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This is Marty, the RV expert, wandering the huge lot at Carpenter's Campers. Trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all with no hassle pricing. It's hard to walk 10 feet without running into a huge bargain. Ow! Oh, wow, look at this. A 2019 Dutchman Aspen Trails 26-foot trailer. The MSRP is $26,383. Forget that. No hassle pricing brings that down by $7,445 to just $18,888. Wow! No hassle pricing saves you a bundle at Carpenter's Campers in Pennsylvania.
We take you now to a secret location at the North Pole.
Attention, elves!
I'm all ears, Santa.
Not Elvis, elves!
We're all pointy ears, Santa.
I love the decorations and ornaments you decorated the workshop with. Good work!
Oh, dear. Do you think we should tell him?
Now we got all this stuff at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village? Forget about it.
Yeah, Robert Moore makes it easy to make your home look spectacular, and we get the credit.
Hey, what are you elves talking about over there?
We're not talking about Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village. Oops, you knucklehead.
We're just remembering our wonderful time shopping at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Not that all of our decorations come from there. Put a stocking in it.
Elvis, have you tried some of the coffee we got at Robert Moore?
Oh, yeah. One sip and I'm all shook up.
Oh, my. You can shake any time you want.
I'm short on ornaments in the shop. Where should I go to?
Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
On Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
Where?
Just head south, Santa. Yeah, you can't miss it.
Roxbury.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you're listening to our very special holiday spectacle. That's what Jim Weaver calls it. We're going to be here each Sunday between now and the end of December with classic Roxbury holiday songs, lots of new stuff, and some of our weird but joyous, wacky stuff. We are coming to you from the Robert Moore Christmastown Studios, which are located somewhere beneath Christmastown Village. It's really nice down here. We're not sure where we are exactly. Larry Heard blindfolded all of us and led us down here.
It's a secret location.
It is. We'd like to remind everybody, take some time out for yourself this holiday season. Get to Robert Moore Christmastown and Village. If you've never been there before, oh my goodness, you're not going to believe everything they've got in this place. It is fabulous. It's beautiful. And it's fun. It's fun just walking around in there. One of my favorite things are the little advent calendars, the little doors that open.
And chocolate.
Of course.
We have great gifts and collectibles to choose from.
There's something for everybody.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at the Robert Moore family. Come see us.
You are doing a good job. I love having you here. Jim! Aw, man, you're putting my mother through? You couldn't even let me get through the first show. We're only doing half a dozen shows. You could have held out. My blood pressure's going up. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Mama.
Hello?
Hello?
Jolene?
Mom?
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Could you not eat in the phone? Could you stop eating?
I'm sorry. You usually don't get to the phone so quick.
But please stop
you
chewing.
You usually leave me on hold forever.
I'm on the air.
Well, I'm hungry and I have to take my medicine with food, Jolene.
Okay. I understand that. But you need
to... Give me a second.
Please. I haven't been on the air in 2 years. You have to do this right off the bat.
Are you in the middle of anything?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of my show.
Okay.
It's the holiday shows.
Oh, okay, so it's nothing important.
Again? Again?
Oh, come on, don't get your drawers in a bunch.
Mama.
I know your show is on for the holidays. I'm just kidding. I'm just not listening.
Anyway, what's up?
I'm getting ready to start doing my holiday baking and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm missing a few things.
Okay, some things never change. Do we have to do this now? Let's do this later.
I want to go over it now so you can start looking as soon as you finish with your little show.
I'm not at home, though.
Okay,
Mama.
So you got a piece of paper? You got something to write with?
I do. I have
not a crayon either. You couldn't read your own handwriting the last time you did that, and I ended up getting all the wrong stuff.
Why don't you let me write my own list?
What's that?
I've got a pen.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
I'm looking for my Jingle Bell Jell-O mold.
Didn't borrow it.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. I did not borrow it.
Don't you remember, Jolene? You used my Jingle Bell Jell-O molds to make those bath bombs.
What?
Remember, you needed my silicone Jell-O Jingle Bell.
You want to take that again?
Don't you remember, Jolene? You've got to stop laughing. It's very unprofessional.
No.
You needed my silicone Jingle Bell Jell-O molds.
Okay. I might have those, so.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll look for those.
I'm missing those and... Once again, I'm missing my pumpkin-shaped muffin pans.
Oh, come on. I brought that back.
You did, but now they're missing again.
I did.
You brought them back. I distinctly remember you came back over and you took them again.
I don't think I did
you
that.
You did bring them back,
uh-huh.
But I distinctly remember you came over to the house.
Uh-huh.
You needed them for something else and you took them again.
Hmm.
And now they're missing. Again.
I'm trying to remember what that could have been for.
I know what it was for. I know what it was for.
Cookies.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I think you used them back when you were making those toilet bowl cookie things.
Oh, the cleaners.
The ones with the vinegar and citric acid and the peppermint essential oil.
Yeah, yeah.
I love those.
I love them too. You didn't eat them, did you?
No, I didn't eat them.
Okay.
Though they really do look like divinity.
They could.
Yeah. Your dad ate several.
He didn't.
But they sure do keep the toilet bowl sparkling clean.
They do.
Love that fresh smell in the bathroom.
I do too.
They're especially good at big family gatherings.
Mom.
Like after your Uncle Bertrand goes in there to
read
for a while, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't want you to say any more, though.
Sweet fancy Moses going in the bathroom after he's gotten out of there.
Hey! Pans.
Okay, so I'm missing those.
Mm-hmm.
missing the muffin pans. Let's see, the jello mold. Oh, and I'm missing my big potato salad bowl. You know, the big green bowl with the yellow lid?
I didn't borrow it.
Yes, you did.
I did not
borrow it.
I didn't borrow it.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, look, Tilly, I'm going to finish up taking all my meds. I need you to find my stuff, will you?
I will do my best, and if I can't find it, I'll buy you some more.
All right.
Okay?
I'm glad to hear you back on the radio, sweetheart.
I thought you weren't listening.
Oh, I'm not. Your dad just told me to say that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you soon. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. You're listening to our series of holiday specials. The Roxbury Players and I are home for the holidays, and we are thrilled to be with you guys. We'll be with you each weekend from now through New Year's. We're coming to you from our secret location beneath Robert Moore Christmastown Village. We appreciate them sponsoring the show. We love shopping at Robert Moore, but we also love everyone there. They're like family to us. And they've certainly made us feel very special and very welcome. You know, this time of the year, especially in Mobile and over in Baldwin County, there are many, many squirrels. Some folks love them. Some folks, not so much. My home is pretty much a house divided. My husband feeds them. My problem with that, he does it close to the house. And around this time of year, I'm also bustling around, just kind of doing some cleanup from summer. And the squirrels seem to undo everything I'm trying to do.
We're fuzzy and cute and we eat nuts. We got big fuzzy tails up on our butts. But still some people just hate our guts. They want to turn us into fuzzy cold cuts.
What is all this? Look at this mess. This is not how I left this yard. Spent the weekend in my yard, making things pretty and working hard. But Monday morning when I walked out, they were chewing and digging, yeah, trashing it out. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Ask me about their joy.
Racing round, breaking my flower pots. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. At the hummingbird feeder doing nectar shots. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Who wants some of this? Come and get it.
Eating all my kitty's food.
Hey, snooze, you lose, cat.
Having coffee out on my porch. That broke my neck over a tiki torch. Can't leave nothing out. I can't set things down. These squirrels want to run me out of town. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. Ate all my tulip bulbs from down. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. Yeah, they're cute and they're fluffy, but they're out of hand. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels.
Whee!
Cracking nuts on the stone St. Francis head.
Tasty.
Did you hear the noise? They were making late last night. They pooped on the patio and tore out all the screens. I'm usually such a good girl. I'd like to choke a few squirrels.
Get away, you.
Honey, why are you out here in the yard screaming?
Look.
What?
Look at that one.
What? Where?
Look at that one over there.
Uh-huh.
You said he's eating the pool noodles.
Oh, for cracking. Squirrel, come here, you.
Can you catch him?
Get away from
you. Oh, man. Okay, squirrels.
What?
We're going, but we're coming back with traps. We're going to relocate you, little.
Good luck with that.
I'll be back.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. Hey, Ralph, hit that guitar. Nice sound there, Ralphie boy. Oh, that's gotta smart.
You think that's bad? Break one more flower pot.
And now, a holiday parody song from the Roxbury Players. Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words. Which lawyer wrote this memo?
Hey, dolls, Belle Cadeau here with a holiday dilemma. Have you ever received a decoration as a gift from someone in your family who expects to see it on display? And it's hideous? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but there's really nothing you can do about it. It's such an ugly centerpiece. We don't want it put near the food. It came to us fast. FedEx overnight. To send it back would be so rude. But it looks as if it should have on a hairnet. It smells and will make your nose twitch. But we'll keep it, 'cause it's a present from our dear old Aunt Bertie, who's rich. I mean, filthy, stinking rich.
Attention, elves. It's time to sing our holiday song.
Rabbit Moore, Christmas Town and Village. Shopping there without a care is definitely a privilege. Ornaments and decorations, they've got all you need. There's no place better than Robert Moore, this you must concede.
Say, Mrs. Claus, why don't you have Elvis sing this?
Elvis isn't here, I'm afraid.
He was here earlier.
The writer of those scripts made a mistake. The words Elvis and elves are almost spelled the same. The difference is E and I.
E-I?
E-I.
Oh.
These decorations and ornaments you got at Robert Moore Christmas Town are colorful and beautiful. So who's up for some coffee? Delicious strudel delight.
Is that the coffee you can get at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village?
And so many other flavors.
Oh, Robert Moore, all Christmassy you'll feel. You'll find him on Halls Mill Road, right there in Mobile.
It was a bad Elvis imitation anyway.
I heard that. This is Marty, the RV expert. Don't get caught in the MSRP trap. Ow! At Carpenter's Campers, you always get no-hassle pricing that's way below MSRP. Want a for instance? Okay, for instance, this 2020 Coachman Pursuit Motorhome, 27 feet of pure comfort, MSRP $107,858.
That sounds good. Ow!
But at Carpenter's, it's only $72,900. You save almost $35,000.
Wow!
Avoid the trap.
Ha, missed me.
At Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
The holiday season is always a special time of the year, but it can also be a time when busy people become victims of crimes. Remember, when you are out shopping, you can never be too careful, too prepared, or too aware. To learn more about holiday safety tips, go to our website, www.mobileso.com. I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and on behalf of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Roxbury. Roxbury.
This is Father Jamie McElroy of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. This is the season of Advent, a time of almost, but not yet. During this time, the world gets colder and darker, and we look forward. We look forward to the coming of God in Christ all the more fully into our lives. It's a time of anticipation and preparation and hope. The guiding metaphor is pregnancy. Advent is a time pregnant with divine possibility. And of course, our Christian scriptures call us to imagine what it must have been like for Mary and Joseph to anticipate the coming of that holy child into their lives and for all people. Mary and Joseph do not know what to expect, but they were hopeful. We do not know what to expect either. Not really. We may think we know what to expect. We may have already made our Christmas plans, bought our wrapping paper and gifts, made travel arrangements, or cleaned the guest room, even scripted our Christmas dinner complete with seating arrangements. We may think we've got it all under control. But during this season of Advent, our tradition invites us to second-guess all that. Our tradition invites us to admit that we, like Mary and Joseph, do not know what's coming. Not really. We don't know what's coming. In fact, I believe that we cannot know what to expect when God enters into our lives. But like Mary and Joseph, even without knowing what to expect, we can remain hopeful. Advent is a time of hope, and hope is not knowledge. Hope is not certainty. Hope is an openness to whatever God may bring, an openness of mind and heart and soul to this God-given life, in the belief that whatever may come is an expression of God's care and love for us and for all people. So let's ask ourselves. Let's allow ourselves to openly wonder. As the darkness gathers and the earth grows colder, how will God enter into our lives in the coming month and the coming year? We do not know. We cannot know, but we can remain hopeful. This is Father Jamie McElroy, St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. May God bless you during this Advent season.
This is a series of Roxbury Holiday Entertainment special thing shows. Keep listening.
And now, from Robert Moore Christmastown and Red Zone Weather Center, it's Santa's Workshop's only on-staff meteorologist, bringing you exclusive behind-the-scene reports on, well, Santa stuff. Oh, and weather. Meteorologist Spinks Meganson.
It's great to be here, Jolene. I'm looking forward to keeping all 12 of your listeners up to date on Santa's preparation for his big ride coming up on Christmas Eve.
Spinks, you know, it might just be our connection or something, but it sounded like you said our show has 12 listeners.
Did I say 12? Sorry, must be an error on my script. I'm proud to say that this year, Red Zone Weather has been granted exclusive access to a number of events leading up to Christmas Eve.
Hey, dude, so like Santa is the Red Zone. You get it? It's like the Red Zone because Santa's all decked out in red.
Sure, we'll go with that. Wait, who are you? Jolene, who is this guy?
Don't worry about him. So you've got exclusive access to Santa's pre-Christmas Eve activities? Wow, you must know a guy.
I sure do. And I hate to agree with Earl T, but he is correct. Santa is partial to Red Zone Weather because, well, red is his color after all. Jolene, did you know that every year right around Thanksgiving, Santa takes all of his reindeer in for a tune-up?
I did not know that.
After all, it is Santa's responsibility to make sure each and every reindeer is physically ready to meet the challenges they will no doubt face throughout the thousands of miles they will travel on Christmas Eve. Each reindeer must be in perfect health by the time they leave the North Pole. And they need to get their antacid prescriptions refilled to offset all those snacks the kids leave out, right?
Right. So what are you doing now?
So right now I'm parked outside the Arctic Dock in the Box and Reindeer Wellness Center.
Reindeer Wellness Center.
That's right.
Don't think I've ever heard of a Reindeer Wellness Center. Not sure I'm believing it.
And it looks like Rudolph is stopping outside to pose for a few selfies with fans. Whoa, no need for a flash with a nose like that.
I don't think
Look,
this
Jolene,
is...
this dude is a respected Santa media causologist. Stop being such a downer and go with it, all right? Jeez, you ruined everything.
Looks like all the reindeer are exiting the wellness center in single file. Looks like Prancer's back leg injury has completely healed since spring break in Panama City.
Panama City? How did he...
The team looks strong and ready to make the big trip on Christmas Eve. Stay tuned to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour for more updates. From the Red Zone Weather Studio, I'm meteorologist Spinks Megan said.
It's Santa Meteor Causologist,
And for your real weather forecast right here on the Gulf Coast, don't forget to download the free Red Zone Weather app available in your app store.
Hi, Jolene, it's Adeline.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we are doing good. We just left Carpenter's Campers.
Love them.
Do you know that they have been in business since 1964?
I do.
Yep. Family owned and operated, too. And that is incredible.
What?
Could you imagine working with your family that long?
Yes.
I mean, at anything.
Yes.
Even something fun like camping and RVs and all that kind of stuff.
Or a radio show. Yeah.
They helped us out a lot. You know, we had that Airstream of ours for a very, very long time. We actually are using it as a guest cottage. We hooked it up to utilities and stuff. I mean, that thing is vintage. Almost an antique.
I know.
So we just didn't want to throw it out, you
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
We could rent it out and call it the Airstream B&B.
That's a good one.
But anyway, Carpenter's just has everything. They have parts. We didn't even know were in our camper, but they made sure we had everything we needed. They even went out and found me some green toilet brushes.
What?
That's my favorite color for a toilet brush because you never know when you're going to be in a Christmas parade.
Okay.
Duct tape and a couple of green toilet brushes can turn your camper into a Christmas spectacle. I'm just saying.
Okay.
If you got more than two, Even better. Mm. That's all I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
That Flagstaff Superlight.
Love the new camper. Flagstaff Superlight. Beautiful new camper.
You know what Jeb thought?
What?
I came home and told him I wanted it was Flagstaff Superlights. He thought it was one of them fancy craft beers we sampled at the Shrimp and Suds Festival back in September. And we got every app we could have installed so we can listen at your show.
Oh, good.
On that mobile station you're going to be on. They're going to play any Neil Diamond?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever. We'll talk to you. Bye.
That's going to do it for us this weekend. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Much love to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village for making a space for us in the underground Santa studio bunker. We will be here with you every Sunday through New Year's. The Roxbury Players and I, home for the holidays right here on FM Talk 106.5. See you soon.